Robert McLean is editor-in-chief of the Central and Eastern European Construction and Investment Journal, a publication he helped set up in 1995. He'd already been living in Prague for some years at that point, having, as he put it, caught the bug while reporting from the region in the late 1980s. When we met at his office on Wenceslas Square, we discussed how the construction industry here has changed in the last two decades, and whether property in the Czech Republic represents a good investment. But I first asked Robert McLean about how he got into reporting on building and real estate.
I worked for at first for an English language newspaper called Prognosis that started up, I guess, at the end of 1990. Worked there for most of the time with some breaks. I also got a job as a stringer for UPI, as that company was sort of fading in Europe, I guess. And at some point, I ran into my business partner. His name was Robert Fletcher, and he was more on the sales side of things. But when we were looking at, you know, what we could do, what our skills were, we came up with the idea of doing a magazine. And there seemed to be a hole in the market in terms of real estate property development in certainly the Czech Republic and in Slovakia, and it just started with the idea of doing a magazine, essentially.
This is a big question, but I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes in 15 years in this area. What have been the main developments in construction in the Czech Republic?
That's a huge question, obviously. I would say probably the commercial real estate industry started, I'd say about 1993, 1994. The construction of the IBC over by the river in Prague 8. And it started very slowly picking up. You had buildings like the Misselbeck office building, which I think was completed probably around 96 or 97. And it was just a very slow process at first of starting to build sort of modern office space. You then started getting very slowly logistics and industrial centers. I suppose that and sort of like all the shopping malls and all the retail developments. I mean, if you've been here in the early 90s, you'll know what sort of Eastern Europe used to look like. That's obviously been completely transformed. The entire region has been malled, as it were. It's covered with malls. There's a couple million square meters now of office space, and just in Prague and around the country, once the mortgage market got going for consumers, then there was just an entire housing boom that began sort of probably around 2000. I think 2001 is when that really started taking off as well.
On the subject of shopping malls, I was reading a few years ago that there were more per head in the Czech Republic than elsewhere in the region. Why would that be, do you know?
It probably depends on what city. It's a city-to-city thing. I mean, Prague, I think, has just about all the malls at this point it can take. If you're looking regionally, I think it's certainly still ahead of countries like Romania, Bulgaria. I think with Hungary, it probably ends up being more just because Hungary has very sort of small very small cities, so that's probably. I think the Visegrad countries, sort of Slovakia and Poland and Hungary, Czech Republic, they're all, I think, roughly, as far as I know, on basically the same level. But I think they often compare themselves to the rest of Western Europe, and the argument has always been that there's still somewhat lower figures in that way.
I know a few years ago also that a lot of companies from, for instance, Israel, Italy, and other countries were buying up whole apartment buildings in Prague and maybe elsewhere in the Czech Republic. Is that still happening?
There was a huge boom in that, I would say, in the probably in the early part of the Audis, as they call them, so 2003, 2004. And you're right, there was a lot of Italian buying sort of in the old town. The Israeli investors, I think, to my knowledge, were going more after sort of developments. So they were taking entire plots of land and buildings, apartment buildings or apartment complexes on them. to a certain extent, I think a lot of that, a lot of the downtown has already been bought up, essentially. That's been done. They've been renovated now. Some of it is going on still. But I think the big wave of that, as far as I know, is over. We're more into larger scale, sort of classic apartment complex construction.
I'm assuming a lot of people have less money to invest today than they would have had a couple of years ago. But in any case, is investment in property here still worthwhile? Is it still good value?
I suppose it depends a lot on why you're investing. I think the whole idea of investing in real estate now, certainly as a consumer, as an individual, I think for the time being that's probably passé. It's more difficult to get financing for it. I mean, there was an entire demographic, basically, of UK citizens, Irish people coming over and investing just because they figured they could get 10-15% returns on their investment per year. If that's what you're looking for in investment, I'd say those days are over. Maybe they'll come again, but that's almost a generational thing. There's very few people who would see that coming again. I think at this point, if you want to invest, you have to be very careful. If it's purely for an investment, you got to make sure you can rent it out. It's a whole lot trickier. There's a lot of mistakes. It's very easy to make mistakes, I think, these days.
Recently, the Czech National Bank said that flats here are possibly overpriced. Is that the case, do you think?
Well, that's the $60 million question, I guess. It's true that developers have been sort of hanging on to their original prices, sort of tooth and nail. They don't want to give up the prices that they originally borrowed money on. I mean, they had certain expectations when they went into the project, and they really want to stick to that. As far as I know, most of the estimates, I think, are that the values fell somewhere between 5-10%, maybe even 15%. That really may not be enough in all cases. There have been cases of developers who tried to auction some of their flats off, and they've been very disappointed with the results. Sometimes even with a discount of 30%, they've been unable to sell. It's very much on a case-by-case basis, I think. I would say for sure there are definitely still apartments out there, maybe entire developments, where they're still going to take a haircut. The value is still going to fall.
Finally, Rob, if I could ask you about your own business. Obviously, media is taking a battering internationally, but is the kind of specialized information that you sell a relatively safe area of the media?
I think the market for quality information is always going to be out there. In a way, I think the riskier times become, the more, in a way, the more value good information has for it. But I think as a business, I think all businesses are finding out right now that you can't just count on doing the same old, same old. You need to figure out how to adapt what it is you do and look for new types of activities and think up new ways of producing new information or services for your customers. It's a classic thing, maybe even a cliche, but I think you always have to be ready to transform part of your business as you're going, just to keep up with sort of new requirements and needs of your customers.